Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We're so glad that you join us each week. This coming Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. And I love the season of Advent. We get 4 weeks of Advent to prepare and plan and pray and present our gifts of hope, love, joy, and peace on the altar. Each week of Advent, we'll look at one of these themes: hope, love, joy, and peace. We will journey our way to Christmas Eve, where we will celebrate the birth of Christ. We love having you listen each week to the Seed of Faith. We would love to have you join Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time, in person at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. If you can't join us in person, you can always go to our website and join the live stream. And you can chat, you can write down prayer concerns, you can worship, you can grow in grace. This season of Advent is just a wonderful, wonderful season. Many pastors with whom I talk with struggle with the season of Advent. They usually complain that they have been preaching on these same text passages for 20 years or more. What more can they say that is not new or original? I wonder what the early church did without PowerPoints, videos, sermon illustrations, worship music with guitars, keyboards, singers, and sound systems. Perhaps they took the original text and read it over and over and over again and discussed in wonder the revelation of the good news that they had just heard or read, like Dr. Luke does with our opening of the gospel today. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1, from 1 to 25. Luke 1, from 1 to 25. Let's listen. Before we go to God's word, let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we pray that your word would be alive and active, that your word would shape and mold and fashion us in this season of Advent. Prepare our hearts, prepare our homes for the living word, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in Luke chapter 1, 1 to 25 today. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who, from the first, were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children. Because Elizabeth was barren, they were both well along in years. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the customs of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will be brought to the Lord their God. He will go on before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah asked the Lord, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I've been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until this day has happened because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home, and after this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Well, that's a wonderful reading. I pray that you would read that passage maybe during the next 3 or 4 weeks. Read it over and over again and see what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. I always say, put yourself in the story and put the story in you. I wonder how long the early believers gathered in homes and synagogues in order to open up the law, the prophets, and Psalms that promised the coming of the Messiah. Sabbath after Sabbath, they gathered to listen to the words read from the ancient scrolls. I wonder when they gave up hope and stopped attending. I wonder how long they had been waiting to hear from God. We are told that the last words from God were written in Malachi, the prophet, 400 years earlier. Can you imagine waiting 400 years to hear from God? We can hardly wait 400 seconds, that's 6.6 minutes, let alone 400 years. Many of us can hardly wait for that red light to change into a green light or for the text on our smartphone to be completed before we even start responding. People who live in the 21st century have an extremely hard time waiting. As many of you know, I love to read the Psalms. The Psalms speak of the language of the heart. Every emotion, every feeling, every situation we face are found in the Psalms. In Psalm 46, we hear the opening lines speak to us when our life seems to be chaotic and out of control, troublesome and fearsome. I love Psalm 46. It says, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." These words speak of God's comfort in the storm. In Mark 4, the disciples are in the midst of the storm on the Sea of Galilee. They're terrified and afraid that the boat's going to sink and they're going to drown. And where is Jesus? Jesus is sleeping in the stern of the boat. The stern is the back of the boat. Maybe that is where we keep Jesus sometimes. The disciples were afraid. They go and wake up Jesus. What does Jesus do? Does Jesus, freak out and join the chorus of fear? No. Jesus gets up and speaks to the storm. In Mark 4:39, he says, "He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and it was completely calm." Did you hear it? Quiet, be still. Let's go back and look at Psalm 46 real quick. God is our refuge and our strength, help in times of trouble. At the end of Psalm 46, hear these words. He says, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations and I'll be exalted on the earth." Psalm 46:10. Quiet, be still. From Mark, from Psalm 46, be still. Be still and know that I am God. So what? Why is it so hard for us to be still? Why is it so hard for us to wait on the Lord? Why is it so hard for us to hope for the things we cannot see? My little acronym for hope is Heaven's One Promise, Emmanuel. Or sometimes you can say Heaven's One Promise, Eternity. Hope. Old Zechariah had prayed and prayed for years and years for his wife Elizabeth to have a child. Now he is an old man and his wife is well beyond childbearing age. Scholars believe that Zachariah and Elizabeth had been married, for about 50 years. We don't know how long Zachariah, how old he is, but we do know that he's been waiting a long time to hear from God. The Jewish people had been waiting 400 years to hear from God. My guess is that Zachariah, he'd been waiting 80 years. Zachariah was going through the motions, putting in his time, punching his, high priest ticket to-do list, filled the candles, cleaned the pulpit, mopped the entry, dusted the altar, and then lightning struck. Zachariah's name was drawn from the hat. More like his straw was picked, his lot was chosen, and Zachariah is chosen to enter the Holy of Holies and offer the yearly sacrifice. Zachariah's been at this for a very long time. Five times every year, Zachariah made the five-mile hike to Jerusalem to go serve in the temple for the feast. Now, from the lot of 18,000 priests, Zachariah's name is chosen. Look at those odds, 1 in 18,000. I'm not a mathematician, you can figure it out, but the odds are against Zachariah, and now is the time for God to speak. Did you know that Zachariah in Hebrew means the Lord remembers? Zachariah in Hebrew literally means the Lord remembers. I wonder if there were times when Zachariah thought the Lord did not remember him. I bet there were times when Zachariah was willing to give up, give in, and stop believing. I'm too old. Elizabeth is too old. I've been praying that same prayer for way too long. Maybe God forgot me. How many times do you and I want to give up or give in or not believe? Let me say that again. How many times do you and I want to give up or give in and not believe? You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We would love to pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship. Click on the prayer icon, write your prayer. And if you have a question or you need a prayer, you can always email me at PastorDave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. PastorDave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. We have a group, a husband and wife, that bought Bibles. They're giving out one-year Bibles. If you want a one-year Bible, email me at PastorDave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. The question is, the so what question, the question we're asking, the question that I'm asking, how many times do you and I want to give up? I don't know you. I don't know who's all listening tonight, today to the message. I can't see you in person or look you in the eye like I do Sunday mornings in church. But I can guarantee you there's somebody that wants to give up. There's somebody that wants to give in. There's somebody that does not want to believe. The odds are that many of us are ready today to give in, to give up, and to throw in the towel. Why not just walk away? Zechariah means the Lord remembers. Did you know that Elizabeth's name means my God is absolutely faithful? God is faithful. On the other hand, Elizabeth is almost certain that God will give her a child. My God is absolutely faithful. What a lesson about faith we can learn from Elizabeth. I don't know what each of you face each week. I don't know all the struggles, the storms, or the sins that cling so closely. From today's scripture, the truth of the matter is that when we think God is silent or asleep, we need to be still and know that God remembers, and that God is faithful. When the disciples were in the boat, the storm came crashing in on Jesus. Jesus was asleep in the boat. Jesus was in the back of the boat, and in the front of the boat, they were screaming with fear. When Zechariah had grown old and was going through the motions, the God who remembers showed up. We are told that the angel Gabriel stood at the right side of the altar that Zechariah was putting incense in, and the angel started speaking to Zechariah. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John." This is from Luke chapter 1, verse 13. Gabriel says, basically, "Be still, be quiet, and know that your prayer has been heard." Well, for the past 30-some years, an acoustic ecologist by the name of Gordon Hempton has compiled what he calls the list of the last great quiet places. It consists of places with at least 15 minutes of uninterrupted quiet during the daylight hours. At last count, there were only 12 places in the entire United States. Hempton noted, quiet is a think tank of the soul. That's a good description. Quiet is the think tank of the soul. Boy, there's a lot of us that don't like the quiet. There's a lot of us that can't be quiet. Yet quiet is the think tank of the soul. Can you imagine that there are only 12 places in the United States with 15 minutes of uninterrupted silence or quiet? Zechariah is inside of one of the quietest places on earth, and God sent an angel to speak words of life, words of love, words of joy, words of hope to Zechariah. Zechariah's downfall was his question to Gabriel. In Luke 1:18, we hear Zechariah respond, "How can I be sure of this?" Isn't that the question we ask a lot of times? How can I be sure of this? And Zechariah says, "I'm an old man and my wife is well along in years." The old, age-old question, the question we all face, how can I be sure? How can I know? How can I have proof? I need some proof. I need some evidence. Give me a sign. Psalm 46 tells us, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the fear, in the midst of the earth-shaking experiences, we are to be still and know that I am God. In 2008, my wife and two other women from church attended a monastery in Pecos, New Mexico, for spiritual direction. They had mass at 6 a.m., and there was no talking until after lunch. The program kept them busy until 9 at night. The monastery was nestled in what they called the Blood of Christ Mountains in New Mexico. My wife, her name's Jacqueline, but I call her Jack. Jack would call me around 9 p.m. when her day was over. I wondered how she handled the silence and quiet. There's a stream with a bridge. There's a mile-long hike with statues and stops for reflection. There's a vegetable garden. There's an outdoor Stations of the Cross, 14 of them. There were acres and acres of God's beauty. There's deer and bobcats and birds. Jack might be silent, but God is speaking volumes. Be still and know that I am God. Well, here's a good so what today. Here's some homework for you as you begin this season of Advent, waiting on hope, love, joy, and peace. For the week ahead, I'm going to challenge you, find 400 seconds. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? 6.6 minutes. Set a timer on your phone and practice Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be, just be, wherever you are. Home, work, school, driving, just be. Be still. Quiet your mind. Quiet your body. Take some deep breaths and be still. Be still and know. Be determined to slow down and become aware of where you are, of who you are. Be still and know. What do you need to know? Be still and know, he says, that I am God. Can you look around and try to find where God is with you right now? Emmanuel means God with us. God is with us. God is with you. Waiting in Hope, a remarkably revealing article appeared, well, back in August 15th, 1983, in Time magazine. What do babies know? Michael Lewis, a psychologist, presides over the data being gathered by the Institute for the Study of Child Development at Rutgers Medical School in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Among the startling facts, babies are born legally blind. Although unable to see, a newborn baby nevertheless holds up a hand as if examining it within 7 minutes after birth. Their ears function well, and within a few weeks, they recognize the sound of their mother's voice. Incidentally, babies seem to prefer the tone of the female voice over that of the male. a 12 hours old, an infant, which has never tasted anything, not even his or her mother's milk, gurgles with satisfaction on receiving a drop of sugar water. At 23 days of age, the baby can imitate adults. Did you hear that? At 23 days of age, the baby can imitate an adult. Beyond risk and cost of rearing children today, having a baby is an act of faith and hope. It represents a belief in better things to come. When a wrong word needs writing, a truth needs telling, a song needs singing, a soul needs saving, God sends a baby into the world to accomplish it, Jesus. First, John comes, John the Baptist. Zachariah and Elizabeth have been waiting for 80 years for a baby. Can you imagine waiting 80 years? The angel Gabriel appeared to Zachariah and told him they would have a child and they would name him John. God remembered and God was faithful to Zachariah and Elizabeth. I know that God remembers you and knows what you are facing. I went to see a beautiful day in the neighborhood a long time back. Mr. Rogers, it's a story about Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was a pretty simple guy who believed in forgiveness and being kind. There's a scene in the movie where Mr. Rogers was having lunch with the man who was interviewing him. Mr. Rogers asked if he'd mind taking a minute of silence prior to their lunch. Let's just take a minute of silence, he said, for whoever, whatever is on your mind or heart. And then 60 seconds goes by. To the interviewer, it seemed like forever. To Mr. Rogers, the silence was a welcome break in his day for Thanksgiving. Wow. This week, I'm challenging you to take a minute of silence. Disconnect from your phone, your iPad, TV, radio, noise, and just be still. Be still and know. Be still and know that God is God. You can take 60 seconds or 6.6 minutes. That's how easy it is. Will you take a minute of silence with me now? Whatever and whoever comes to your mind, simply give thanks. God, thank you for snow-capped mountains. Thank you for rain. Thank you for family. Thank you for you fill in the blank. And just be still and know that God is God. 60 seconds. That's all. Let's pray. God, thank you for the gift of your only Son, Emmanuel. God with us. Thank you for the gift of giving us Christ. Thank you for helping us remember his life, his death, his resurrection. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for giving us Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you with an unconditional, inexorable love that can never be stopped. His love is unending. If you've never made that decision to come to know God's love, my prayer is this Advent season that you'll know God's love and you'll live in the hope. Heaven's one promise, Emmanuel. I want you to know that God loves you and so do I. And I hope to see you next week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. See you next week on the second week of Advent. May hope reign. Heaven's one promise, Emmanuel. Be still and know that God is with you. Bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.